I spent the majority of my time in my room when my brothers weren't here. So when I got to my bedroom, I gathered my things, then headed across the hall into Chevy's room and closed, then locked the door. Much more comfortable now that I was in a room with a locking door. Dad felt that I wasn't responsible enough for a lock on my door. I showered in relative peace, uncaring that all I had to clean myself with was Chevy's bougie man body wash. Once I was finished, I walked out of the bathroom with the towel wrapped around me, heading for my clothes on Chevy's bed, and froze. My dad was sitting on Chevy's bed, eyes gleaming. I swallowed hard, my flight instinct kicking in, and I ran. My dad had made the mistake of keeping the door open, which worked out well for me because I hauled butt right out of it and made a beeline for the only other place that I knew I'd be safe, my neighbor's place. Not that she knew that I was there, but her greenhouse had a lock on it, and I stayed there a lot when my brothers weren't there because I knew he wouldn't follow me. I didn't make it out the door, though, when my dad caught me. His arm went around my waist, and he pulled me back into his huge, disgusting body. Bile rose in my throat, and I closed my eyes as I disappeared into my mind. Roses. I loved roses. I loved zinnias even more. I loved how they were all different colors, shapes, sizes, and so vibrant. I loved... An unholy roar tore me out of my head and into the present. I was naked, standing in the middle of the kitchen, and my dad was down at my feet. What was surprising was that my brother was there too. He had Dad down on the ground, and he was kneeling over him, straddling his body and punching him over and over again in the face. The sound of flesh meeting flesh should have been terrifying. It should have been a whole lot of things. But peaceful wasn't one of those. I watched with a dispassionate eye as Copper beat my father to death.
"Wanted you to look at my new scrubs. They're fantastic. Feel the fabric," Dory said. "They are very nice," Keely agreed. "Did you get them online?" "Yeah," she said. "These are a size too small for me, and they're going to charge me $15 to send them back. So I was wondering if you wanted to keep them." "Sure, I'd love to," Keely said. "Thank you." "You're welcome," Dory said as she came out of her room, Keely on her heels with a pair of what had to be the scrubs in her hands. I disappeared back outside, closing the sliding glass door almost soundlessly behind me, and started making my way down the fire escape. It must have taken me a bit longer than I'd thought, because by the time I'd gotten to the other side of the building, Keely was already downstairs and walking to her car. Anger rose up inside of me that Michelle would walk Kara to her car, but not do the same for Keely. I'd just taken a step in Keely's direction when she passed an alley, two away from the one I'd just come out of. I watched in horror as a man came out of the shadows and wrapped Keely up in his arms and lifted her off of her feet. Keely didn't have time to even scream as she was pulled into a dark alley with the man's hand wrapped around her mouth. Keely fought hard, but like she'd been telling Dory, she was no match for a man that wanted to take her and hurt her. I started running before I realized I was even moving, making it to the alley in time to hear a scuffle. I pulled out my gun, took aim at the only thing that was available, and fired. The man holding Keely fell to the ground in pain, clutching his leg. Meanwhile, I walked right up to Keely and pulled her into my arms. She was shaking like a leaf and frozen in fright. "Oh my God," Dory cried out. "Michelle!"